COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your real estate news for December 15th, 2025. All over the news is who's going to be the next Fed chair. So why do we focus so much on the Federal Reserve if they have nothing, absolutely nothing to do with these things over here? Well, what affects these things over here are basically exactly what the Federal Reserve monitors. So if you're watching this video, you're most likely a homeowner, maybe a home buyer, maybe a realtor or loan officer trying to figure out what the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. Well, today we're going to talk about the Federal Reserve. And before you turn, there's an economics lesson here. Because what the Federal Reserve monitors is basically what the bond market monitors, which actually it controls your mortgage rate. So if you're trying to watch these things, today's episode is going to actually fit right into your equation. So first off, folks, I just want to go over to here. This is my mother and my brother. I was trying to find a picture of my sister that we're all in here. And this was me on Saturday. Back in West Virginia and having dinner with my mother. So happy holidays to all you guys out there. Merry Christmas. That's what I say. I'm not saying this to offend you guys. Whatever religion you are, I wish you peace. That's all I wish you. But join my channel. Knowledge is key to everybody. So join me each day. Come in here and we can go over, you know, what the economic news is and everything else. I don't care what color you are or what religion you are or what even political view you have. My whole goal here each day is to come in and help you understand what's going on with those and the whys behind it. So thanks, Mom. It was a great having dinner with you this weekend. And but we're not here for that. We're here for the news. So let's get to it, folks. Let's get over to this piece of the puzzle. This is with the Federal Reserve. They're going to meet in 44 days. Right now, doesn't look like they're going to do anything, but on a tweet, on just a headline, it could change everything. So let's get over first off and understand what the Federal Reserve, why they were created, and what do they monitor? Because these are the same things that the markets monitor, and these are the things, same things that your mortgage rates monitor to figure out if they're going to go up or down. So let's get to it. Over there is what the federal funds rate is. That's the rate that the Federal Reserve controls. It's basically interbank lending. It doesn't control interest rates on like car loans, credit cards, even mortgage rates. But they focus in on these things here to figure out what they're going to do over there. Basically, that is just interbank lending. When one bank needs money, they can get money from another bank at that interest rate. Sure, which we can get those rates. But here's what they look at. They look at the unemployment rate, or how healthy is the job market. And they look at inflation. And the interesting thing here is they look at what's called the PCE, the personal consumption expenditure. Well, let's get over to this week's economic news, because we're going to get a lot of this filled in this week. So here's what we're looking at for this week. Monday, there's usually nothing coming out on Mondays. That's why I try to just give you a tutorial for the week. But on Tuesdays, here's what we're going to get. We're going to get non-farm payroll, retail sales, the unemployment rate, average earnings. This is going to give us everything, basically everything we need to know about the health of the employment market. So then we go to Wednesday, nothing there. Crude oil inventory is okay. And then we go Thursday. Look at Thursday. We're going to get CPI. What is CPI? Well, C on the front of that means consumer. PI means price index. So this is, if you see CPI, what it means is consumer inflation. If you see a number that says PPI, that means producer inflation. But then you're going to see that number PCE. Let me explain these to you. The CPI is basically consumer inflation to me and you. Core means they strip out food and energy, like like gasoline because it's all over the board. But then we get Friday, we get the PCE. That's the number that the Federal Reserve monitors right through here. So we got a lot of data coming in this week. I'm not going to take any predictions. I'll give you the night before what I think's going to happen because that's later in the week. But here's what's happening right now in the bond market. Okay, so what happens is traders and everybody, they look at all this data and see the health of the markets, and then they start figuring out what they're going to do with the bond market. Well, mortgage rates are tied to this bond right through here. All you have to understand here is the direction of this bond really tells you where rates are going to go, but it's in an opposite direction. Okay, so over there, you're seeing the price of a mortgage bond. That's all you need to know. If the price goes up, rates come down. If prices go down, obviously, rates go up. Look, if you go to a three-month chart of this, look through right through there. That's that. If you look at the three-month chart, we haven't really moved. So what I've been telling you guys is just lock in. There's no catalyst really to push us much, much lower than we're seeing right now. So I'll give you my thoughts on this if you're looking to buy down the road or maybe looking to build. But let me go over to this. If you're a homeowner right now and you're like, okay, should I refinance? Does it make sense to refinance? Well, I created a tool right up there for you. It's called RateWatch 2.0. Just plug in your mortgage information. Then give me what mortgage rate you'd be interested in refinancing. What I'll do is we don't sell the data, I promise you. I'll reach out to you and we'll say, okay, here's your new payment. Here's your cost. You got to know the cost. And here's your break-even point. If it's under 6 months, usually under a year, it's kind of a no-brainer. So that's to help homeowners right now. Let's get over to this piece of the puzzle. Let me give you my direction, what I'm thinking. If you're looking to buy maybe in a couple months or build, you know, down the road. So this is where the bond market is right now. No catalyst right now to really push us anywhere different. But it's going to be dependent on inflation and the jobs market. But let me go over to this right through here. I did a survey, and I actually triple checked this through a bunch of AI systems. Here's where inflation is, and this is where I think a lot of people get confused on inflation because you're like, okay, eggs are, they're more expensive than they were 5 years ago, and see how inflation is just out of control. Well, it doesn't really work that way. Let's get over to this. Okay, so let me get my head out of the way. This is how inflation works. So I'm going to go over what I did is there's actually surveys out there that you can find that gives you what the average cost of Thanksgiving dinner is. Yeah, a Thanksgiving dinner. Okay, so I also said, what is the average gas price? Because this is giving us food, an assortment of food, because it's Thanksgiving dinner. And this is going to give us our energy price, you know, how we get everywhere. Okay, so in 2021, the average cost of Thanksgiving was $53. And you go over to here, and the average cost of gasoline was $3. Pretty good. I'll take that in today's world. Okay, in 2022, that jumped 20% to $64. Okay, that's a huge move. In 2022, gas prices went up to $3.95. That's a 31. Look at that jump in these things. Okay, 2023. Okay, now we got Thanksgiving dinner at $61 a barrel, or $61 a dinner. But you notice this, the percentage change. You know, we're not going back to that. We're building upon this. Okay, in most cases. So let's go through. You can see how the change of the dinner changed year after year after year. Okay, but people are saying it's still way, way overpriced. Well, when the president's coming in, and I'm not defending anybody, but when he comes in and says, yeah, they are down from where they were, and everybody's like, even the media is saying, no, they're not. Well, here's where the price of a Thanksgiving dinner was in 2025, $55 for the dinner. Where else did you see that? Well, in 2021, there's a big jump between there. So, yeah, prices of that are down and down considerably. Now, let's get over to gas. Now, this is probably ticking a lot of people off. Please do your own research. Let me know down below how these surveys fare. But here's where gas prices are. 2021, it was $3 a barrel or $3 a gallon. 2022, $3.95, up 31%. We're not down there, but we're actually down below where we were in 2021. So do we have gasoline prices lower? Yes. So when you see this, this is telling me inflation on the inflation front, that's going to come in control, even possibly with tariffs kicking in. So is inflation going to get out of control? Don't think so. Is unemployment going to crash? Don't think so. So the economy going forward might be just healthy. I know mainstream media is not telling you that, but we're not as bad as a lot of people think. I think. Okay, so let's get over to the stock market, see how it's faring for today. Trust me, I'm going somewhere with this. So we have the Dow Jones, the S&P, the NASDAQ all up. This is kind of a Cinderella story. What I call a Cinderella story is if you have money in the stock market, you probably have it in these things over here through here. You're making money. We got oil down. This is helping huge on inflation. See how gas prices were down even lower than where we were in 2021? Okay, so below $60 a barrel here, huge. Okay, and then we have the U.S. Treasuries, meaning interest rates are coming down as well. So we have a good outcome there. So now we go back to rates, and you're saying, okay, Dan, if I'm a homeowner, I can put in my information into your Rate Watch tool to follow, you know, you can help me determine when's the best time to refinance. But what's rates going to do down the road? Well, I think this week, it could be a volatile week, but I'm still saying if you're closing within 30 days, lock. And I'll give you, let's get over to my lock or float section. So let's get to that. If you're closing within 30 days, yeah, folks, I'm still saying just lock in. If you're closing or buying maybe in a month or two, or you're looking to build down the road, here's my projections from here. And I'm coming out this weekend. You'll have my forecast on housing and also interest rates. But here's my thoughts. So just float. Just float. And just watch. Subscribe to my channel every day so when I come in, I post a video, you can understand exactly what's going on. So if you're not closing within 30 days, guys, just float. I think next year, you're going to have to wait for that on this week's video. So my name, folks, is Dan Friel. And the reason why I do this video is I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, the bank that I work at is actually, it's awesome. They give us the licensing that we can work in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. They're also set up, this is genius, with over 30 other lenders. Why? When you call in, we can give you our products and stuff, but then it's like we know if we don't have it or we don't have a low enough rate, you're going to keep calling. So we set ourselves up with over 30 other lenders. So when you call us, we're going to quote, give you quotes with all of them. So how do you get involved? Just go to therateupdate.com right through here. You can give us a call right over my head. You can schedule an appointment right through here. You can even ask Dan. Ask Dan a question right through there. But again, if you're a homeowner, please hit the Rate Watch 2.0 tool over there. And make sure you go down through here and see, you know, current videos we did. I was actually talked about portable mortgages. This might be a game changer down the road. And also some of the top videos that we have right through here. So folks, my name is Dan Friel. I don't really think much is going to go on with rates today because we don't have any news. Now, the rest of the week, it's going to be filled with inflation numbers, the jobs report, and everything the Federal Reserve monitors. So if you're watching this video, you're a homeowner, homebuyer, realtor, loan officer, maybe now you understand a little more of what in the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic day. I'll be back here at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ends for the day. We're about 100 people away from 40,000 subscribers. Try to be the 40,000 subscriber down there. I'd appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.